Well, good morning, one and all, wherever you may be. I am really excited to be joining you today from Brisbane in Australia, and it's delightful that you're here listening and devoting time to yourself, because today we're going to be talking about increasing the quality of your life through stress management. It's great timing to be sharing the air with Chris Curlin today from the Center for Stress Management in Katy, Texas, as it's National Stress Awareness Month in the US, is my understanding. And Chris Curlin is an expert in stress management, and she focuses her practice on that. And she really is passionate about relieving the emotional stress of those dealing with physical illnesses and the loss of a loved one. Chris is the director and creator of the Center of Stress Management, and the focus of service is addressing the needs of the mind, the body, and the spirit from a multidisciplinary perspective. And with services at the center ranging from prevention to intervention, Chris's mission is to reduce stress, increase wellness, and assist people to live fully. So, as Chris and I talk about this really relevant topic, if you've got any questions that you'd like answered, please call in on some numbers that are available to you. And if you're over there in the US, the toll-free number is 877-864-4869. And for those of you in Australia, it's 00111903-881-5716. And we really welcome any questions that you might have as we're on the show. So let me welcome Chris Curlin, who's joining me today live from Katy in Texas, the US. And hi, Chris, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Hi, Chris. Wonderful to be on the show with you. I'm excited to be able to talk about this.
It's going to be wonderful. So welcome. To start off with, would you be able just to share with our listeners a little bit about yourself and why you're so passionate about stress management?
Sure. Well, I'm a licensed professional counselor, and I was trained in the areas of marriage, family, and child counseling. And since I've been a teenager, I've been really passionate about families and having family be a place that people can grow and develop and be nurtured and loved. And I've wanted to be part of that, creating that in the world. And as I've grown and studied and had my own challenges in my work and professional life and personal life as well, I've become very aware of the underlying foundation that stress plays in mental health and in an overall sense of well-being. It can really impact our physical health, our emotional health, our spiritual well-being, and our vitality for life. And so I have founded the center as a place to have an integrated approach where healthcare is looking at the prevention of illness as well as how to deal with illnesses once they do develop.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. And look, I know too, working in private practice here, that so many people come into counselling sessions stating that they're overly stressed and that they're out of balance and harmony in life, and that's affecting all of their relationships and potentially their careers and their own inner harmony. How would you describe stress? What would you say it really is? Because I know that it's different from everybody's perspective, and we've all got different thresholds for how much of that we can actually take on board and still feel okay.
Well, I describe stress as a psychophysiological response to a challenge or a threat. And so what I mean by that is you're absolutely right. We all have different psychological makeups that have us interpret life events as stressful or not. So something that I see as stressful may not be stressful for you. It depends on my temperament, my personality, my life experiences, the skills I have, the family I've been brought up in. There's so many different factors that determine what it is that's going to trigger a stress response. So that's the psychological part. The physiological part is that once our conscious or unconscious mind perceives something as a challenge or a threat, our body responds with a physiological response that's known as the fight or flight response. response, and it has a very similar chemical reaction in the body, no matter who we are and no matter what has actually triggered the response.
Right. So the fight flight, that's certainly something that from the research that I've done into that is keeps us, I guess, a little bit in a more of a primitive mind or a restricted mind, where we may tend to feel freeze is one of those aspects as well. We might not be sure how to move beyond our situation. And fight flight's obviously very useful for us if we're actually in danger to some degree, where it's healthy for us to need to be able to get out of a situation or stay and fight on in a situation. But in modern day society, most of our stress is not life-threatening until it becomes unhealthy for us, obviously, and then we can have all sorts of different problems. From your perspective, how does stress affect our health?
Well, stress, you're absolutely right. Stress can be something that, you know, we are designed to withstand some stress. All stress isn't bad. You know, some of it can actually cause us to enhance our performance and rise to the occasion. But it's designed to be an acute response, meaning that it happens, it's for a temporary danger. It's based, as you said, on this, you know, primitive response that we needed when we were back, you know, hunting and being able, needing to get away from physical dangers. And obviously we don't have that same kind of need most of the time. Most of the stress that we experience now is in response to a psychological threat and not necessarily a physical threat. So some of the danger is when stress becomes like an on switch that's never turned off, when it goes from being acute to being chronic. Mm-hmm. And what we notice in the body is that over time, it can create problems with sleeping. It can create appetite changes, headaches, aches and pains in the body. It can become a very physical sensation.
Right. And would you say it becomes more physical when perhaps we haven't noticed or been consciously aware of some of the warning signs that might have been coming our way in terms of our thoughts or the way we might be interacting with other people as early warning signs?
Absolutely. I think, you know, that's one of the things that that I'm passionate about, is helping people to even notice what their stress level is, so that they can then begin to act on it and counteract that early on, so that it doesn't become chronic. Because once it becomes chronic, we know that it can really lead to disease and illness if it goes on for so long. Those changes in the body that are meant to be temporary, when they become long-term, it has an adverse effect on the body, and certainly not just the body, but also our emotional health and behaviors and our spiritual health as well.
Mm. So for our listeners, what might be some of the markers of getting a sense of, well, here's an acute episode of stress versus I think I might have just teetered into the chronic phase? Where does the difference lie in that?
Well, the difference lies in kind of whether you're noticing a pattern of symptoms. And some of the symptoms that I would say would be really concerning are if you're having trouble sleeping. We know that sleep is a very big indicator of mood. So if you are, the recommended sleep is 8 hours a day. If you're not getting that much sleep, or you're waking up early, or you're not being able to fall asleep, and that continues for a period of time, that can be very problematic for your mood. And if you then experience things like difficulty concentrating, a lot of irritability at people, if it's certainly creating conflict in relationships or conflict at work, if it's disrupting your functioning or causing you distress, then you're getting into a more chronic situation.
And would that differ depending on who you are and what your past circumstances might be?
Yes. I mean, some of us, you know, if you know, we may be really challenged by life events, or we may have a frame of mind that says, you know, I can really conquer anything. I have what I need. I know how to handle this, and we can just really move through difficulties. Others of us may be like, you know, gosh, there's, you know, I'm not really sure how to handle this. This is totally overwhelming. I've never dealt with this. I'm not sure what to do. And it can happen quicker that the stress is felt if there's less coping skills.
Right. Okay. That sounds like something that we can talk about in some more detail. We're very quickly about to go into our first break, but when we come back, I'd really like to be able to talk in some detail a little more about what some of those physical, emotional, mental, behavioural, and spiritual responses to stress might be, so that our listeners are really able to connect with that and see potentially where they might be at in some of those areas. And then later on in the show, we can start to talk a little more about measuring stress and putting some strategies into place. How's that sound?
Sounds terrific. Thank you.
All right. That's absolutely wonderful. And we'll go into our first break now.
Terrific.